This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, when you ask someone if they have a favorite child, the classic line is, oh, I love them all the same.
Right.
But here's a new one for you, okay?
Okay.
So you ask people if they have a favorite parent.
Okay.
And apparently more than half of us do have a favorite parent that we like.
Well, I think it can change over years because growing up, my brother and I always fought to be near my mom, and my kids do it today. And that would hurt my feelings if I didn't know about what we did as kids. But I think as a kid, you are attracted to that nurturing mom.
Okay.
And then as you get older, I had a lot of respect for my dad and the stuff he did as I learned more about it. But I don't have a favorite by any stretch when it comes to parents.
Okay.
I mean, I love them both equally, and I actually enjoy being around them both equally.
Well, 40% said that they like their moms more than their dads.
That's surprising.
Only 14% said dads were their favorites.
Okay, not surprising.
Now, what you just said is true, Tom. This is very interesting. The survey found a lot of us do switch allegiances.
Mm-hmm.
And not just once, but twice in our life.
I can see that, too, because when you're young, you feel a certain way, middle-aged another, and then as you get older, and they can change a lot.
I switched in one night when I was young. Dad wouldn't let me go to that party, and I'm like, I don't like you anymore. I like Mom best.
Yeah. Okay.
And she says, you can't go, and I'm like, well, I like Dad.
But did you later respect him for that?
I'm just kidding. I made it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, like, I respected my dad for some of the tough things he did whenever we were growing up.
I agree with that, yes.
Well, we start out liking our moms more, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Then a third of us go over to Dad's side by around age 13 or 14.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little bit later than that.
That's good for me.
But that only lasts for a few years.
Oh, that's bad for me.
Yeah, and a third switch back to Mom by age 20.
I got a short time here.
Yeah, that's all you got.
Okay, and so far mine haven't even started liking me yet, so that's bad.
Well, start buying their love now.
I've been buying it the whole time.
It hadn't worked up till now.
I know, I was counting on this survey right here to get me in for a little while.
Well, you think about Heidi's daughter, too. I mean, she is definitely...
She loves Larry.
Yeah, she's a daddy's girl, for sure.
God.
Yeah, she probably loves it every time he comes over, hangs out.
Probably stays in touch with him really well.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to text him to find out what's going on.
That's true. I was joking.
Yeah. Is Lauren a mama's girl or?
She is daddy's girl.
Oh, she is really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always has been.
Does that bother you deep down inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's funny?
I try to lecture her on how much I've done for her, and she doesn't even listen.
In my family, my son and I spend a lot of time together. My wife and my daughter spend a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. Girl Scouts, things like that.
Yeah.
They won't let me be a Girl Scout mother.
Hmm.
And
why? You got the man boobs for it.
But I still see that daddy's girl side of her because she definitely, there's something there that I don't deserve that she sees in me I don't deserve.
We know that.
But I'm curious to know if it ever will go full on like that because she has a strong relationship with my wife right now. It's very close. It's weird. They have weird issues, but they are very close.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the parents admitted they're jealous because they know they're not the favorite parent.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's weirder than any of this?
What?
You've never had a chance to see this because you don't have a daughter.
Okay, yeah.
But daughters and their moms get competitive with each other.
Really?
Especially when the mom sees the daughter starting to hit those years where she's beautiful and young, and the mom wishes she was still as beautiful and young and gets jealous.
Yeah.
Some moms have issues with that.
Yeah, you remember that feeling, don't you, Heidi?
Remember it.
She's living it right now.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't, I call her my sister now at this stage of my life.
Right.
But, and we're almost twins, but no, there's no jealousy.
You're not.
Why are you insulting her like that?
Yeah.
No.
And you can see the pictures of the moms that are kind of jealous because they try to look, dress the part with their daughter and they're taking pictures.
Yeah, the same pictures
sisters.
That we see on Heidi's Facebook.
I wasn't gonna call her.
No, to be honest, though, it's not like that with Lauren and I.
It does happen with a lot of women. There's mm-hmm. a weird because yeah. women are catty and weird like that anyway.
But with your own daughter, I think
it happens.
Yeah, I'm surprised about that. I haven't seen it personally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it not just in my house. I've seen it in other relationships. It can be weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's necessarily some horrible thing. It can be, but sometimes it's just a surface thing that's not a big deal, but it's just funny. It's kind of like you just laugh at it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of underlying issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My issues with my son is that he's always trying to tell me I'm not funny, and I'll be like, I am funny. I get paid to be funny on the radio. Yeah. And his answer is, Dad, you're funny on the radio, but you're not funny in real life.
Yeah, it's dad jokes. It's your dad jokes.
And I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense. He goes, the microphone just does something for you.
Not every day.
Listen, I get this at home. I don't need it from you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.